3.
Oh, this one, the most of them they punch with the stylus, it don't hit the chat, and it's a clear vote for Gore, if you look at the back.
Gore vote. I agree. Precinct 36R is plus 2 Gore, moving into precinct 37R. There are two challenges, or two disputed ballots. The first one is ballot number 1.
Look at it this way, you can see that there are, from the top, judges, you can see that there's light coming through on both 3 and 21, where they tried, attempted to punch and couldn't. So I think it's a clear vote for Gore.
Chat is not dislodged. Other races successful. 1, no. Regional circle.
I believe the top, the way I look at the top is dislodged, so I can, that's a vote for Gore.
Partial dislodged.
Partial dislodged.
Like half a vote sinking.
30 and 6.
Still sunk vote.
It's a dent for Gore, but trying to see. I have a feeling you all are going to find it in the middle.
What did you do?
Come ask.
There's no reasonable certainty.
I agree.
I think it's an undervote.
So 37R plus 1 Gore, move on to 38R.
Well, you did it to yourself.
You sound like a mom. There are 4 disputed ballots in 38R. The first one is ballot 3.
We've made an attempt to dislodge number 3, I believe it's a clear vote for Gore.
Take most of this ballot, punch through successfully. It's a slight. There's no reasonable certainty.
I agree with the commissioner, that's a vote for Gore. Ballot number 12.
Is it dent for 3?
Did I go to top first?
Yeah.
I reversed. Just keep going, Charles.
It's okay.
There's no reasonable certainty. The ballot is punched through, punched through.
Here is a hole if you look from the bottom. The rest of the ballot is punched through on Democrats. I believe it's a vote for Gore.
Got the camera stand.
No reasonable certainty.
I agree with the commissioner. vote for Gore. Ballot 16.
There's a hole on number 3 that's a clear intent to vote for Gore.
Balance of the ballot. This voted with clear punches. There's no wisdom of certainty.
I agree with the commissioner that that's a vote for Gore. The final one is ballot 20.
The hole all the way through, it's a clear intent to vote for Gore. And the rest of the ballots are in there.
That one too, precinct 34Rs plus 4 Gore. 38R, I'm sorry. Moving on to precinct 39R, there are 3 disputed ballots. The first one is ballot number 10.
No vote.
Agree. Ballot number 13.
Another no vote.
I agree. The final one is ballot 18.
That's a clear vote for Gore. They punctured as they did the other 3 punctures, not on the chair, but in ballot number 3.
Yes, square vote.
I agree. That's it for 39R plus 1 Gore. Moving on to 40R, there are 3 disputed ballots, and the very first one is number 1.
Can you move up on the side?
Sure.
Give it to the judge,
please. Steve, you have your timing, Commissioner.
Pardon?
Steve, you have your timing.
Yes. And I'm waiting for the other 2.
We all are. The whole world.
Slight slipper. Anything else on the ballot?
Is that you, Charles?
No, it's somebody else.
Clearly, not me.
We can still run you out of town, though.
It was Lee's. It was me. I'm guilty.
Now you see why we don't allow coffee.
We don't allow coffee.
It's a good rule.
There's no reason for certainty.
This is not on my tie.
Look, guys, that's where you are. These people are bored out of their minds up there. They're trying to pick up this girl.
They've pushed all the way through on number 3. I believe it's a Gore vote.
It's a dent, but it's a slight dent. And 3 is similar to 4 in terms of light coming through. There's no reason to certain.
I agree with the commissioner on that one. It's a vote for Gore.
Is that number one?
One. Ballot number two.
Exactly the same as the previous one in Democratic votes. Vote, clear vote for Gore.
Everything else in this ballot, the original ballot, is when it comes to clean.
And it's not?
Is it then?
I can tell.
Slight, it's marginal. There's no reason to concern.
It's an odd looking thing. I agree with the judge. Doesn't look like a stylistic good. Seven. The final is seven.
Oh. This is just a mess.
That was ugly.
That was an ugly one.
It's just a confused voter.
Judge, if you look on the back, you'll see
there's no certainty.
Absolutely not. So precinct 40R is plus one Gore. Moving on to 41R, there are two disputed ballots. The first one is ballot number two.
There's a clear attempt to vote for Gore, as there are attempts to vote on numbers 82 and 105 and 107, and all the rest of the votes are Democratic, so it's a clear vote for Gore. I agree that this is a vote for Al Gore. 41R, ballot 6. There is an attempt to vote for Al Gore. It's a clear intent, and I believe there is light on the bottom when I've held it this way.
I agree. They voted Republican ticket.
We have the end.
I'm sure.
Thank you.
And then, is this 48? No, 41. I'm sorry. I threw it over. So for 41R, it's plus one Gore. Now I jump all the way to 48. Did you folks jump to 48?
Yes, Your Honor.
Your Honor, I think the record should be clear on this. In reference to throwing it in the garbage.
Was the envelope not a ballot? 48R has one challenge, and it's ballot number three.
That's always good.
Right. This is a clear vote for... This is an attempt to vote for Bush, and the other votes seem to be Republican.
Chad, too, is dislodged. It's a vote for Chad, too.
I agree.
That's a plus one Bush on 48R, moving to 49R. We have four disputed ballots. The first one is ballot number one.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember when you saw the Gore-McCollum? This is an attempt to vote for George Bush and Bill Nelson. So it works both ways.
Well, my point is that there is no pattern. You cannot say that.
But I can see where they're pushed, and I think this is a push for Bush.
It's the condition of the ballot, not the party pattern, I think, as well.
I agree. Next ballot is number four.
Let's walk through number two at the top. Vote for Bush.
It's dislodged it to
muscles.
Vote for Bush.
I agree. And ballot number five. Reaching as far as sorry. Sitting down.
This one, there's a puncture through on Gore. The rest of the ballot is Democratic.
Final one in this precinct is ballot six. I agree. Precinct 49R is plus three Bush plus one Gore. Moving on to 51R. There are two disputed ballots. The first one is ballot number four.
That's a Gore vote.
That's the Gore. Beach.
Yep. That's a Gore vote.
I agree. And then the next one, ballot number seven.
This is a
Gore vote. Ballot seven.
This voter seems to have had a problem voting the upper part of the ballot. They voted for something. And there's light through all 321-41, so it's a clear vote for Gore at the top, if you look.
Dislodged its score.
I agree. And that's it for 51R plus 2 Gore. What we'll do is we'll do 52R, and then we're going to break for the lunch break.